If you can't be happy alone, you'll never be truly happy with anyone else. Most people don't realize how much of their life is spent waiting for a text, waiting for company, waiting for someone to give them a reason to feel good. But here's the truth. Happiness that depends on others will always leave you empty. The real turning point in life comes when you learn to enjoy your own presence, when you stop needing outside approval to feel complete, and when you build peace that no one can take away. This book is about that turning point. It's about learning how to choose yourself, how to build habits that give you pride, and how to turn solitude into strength. You'll discover how to quiet the noise, how to set standards that matter, and how to create happiness every single day on your own terms. This is where real freedom begins, when being alone feels powerful, not painful. Chapter 1. Choose yourself first, and stop waiting for others. When you sit down and ask yourself what it really means to be happy alone, you start to see something very simple, but very powerful. Your happiness begins with you. Not with someone else giving you permission. Not with people around you finally deciding you're enough. Starts when you choose yourself first and stop waiting for others. So many people delay their life, their growth, and their peace because they keep waiting for someone to validate them. They wait for friends to include them. They wait for family to notice them. They wait for society to approve them. And in that waiting, they waste years. They miss out on the chance to build themselves into someone strong and proud. Think about how often people hold back because they're afraid to be seen doing something alone. They avoid going to the gym because they don't want to look like a beginner in front of others. They skip learning a new skill because they fear what people might say if they fail. They don't go to a restaurant alone because they worry someone will judge them. But all of this waiting is nothing more than handing control of your life to others. You have to ask yourself, how long are you willing to keep postponing your life because of someone else's opinion? The truth is, no one can live your life for you. No one can feel your joy or carry your burdens. That responsibility belongs to you, and the moment you take it back, everything changes. Choosing yourself means deciding that your time has value, your goals matter, and your peace is worth protecting. It doesn't mean you shut people out, it means you stop relying on them to make choices for you. It means you don't put your happiness on hold because you're waiting for approval. You take the step forward, whether people applaud or not. That's where true independence begins. It's not about being cold or distant, it's about understanding that your life is too precious to be shaped by hesitation. When you choose yourself, you create space to grow. You begin to notice the small victories that make life meaningful. The first morning you wake up early because you want to. Not because someone expects it, the time you finish a book you've been putting off for months. The workout you complete even though no one was there to see it. These moments may seem small, but together they build a foundation of pride and strength. That pride isn't handed to you by others, it's something you build step by step by deciding that your actions count. There's a certain peace that comes when you stop chasing attention and start focusing on your own standards. Waiting for others often creates frustration. Because people are unpredictable, one day they're supportive, the next day they're distracted. If your happiness depends on their approval, your emotions will swing up and down with them. But when you decide to give yourself the approval you've been waiting for, you free yourself from that roller coaster. You stand steady, and you don't lose yourself in someone else's mood. That's when you discover a deeper kind of happiness, the one that comes from within. Human psychology is clear about this. People who take ownership of their choices feel stronger and more fulfilled. When you take responsibility for yourself, you gain a sense of control, and control over your own life is a direct path to confidence. The opposite is also true. When you wait for others to decide for you, you give away that control. You live at the mercy of their schedules, their approval, their attention. Over time, that leads to frustration, resentment, and unhappiness. You deserve better than that. You deserve to be in charge of your own direction. Choosing yourself also helps you build resilience. Think about the times you've faced rejection or been ignored. If your sense of worth is built only on others noticing you, those moments crush you. But if your sense of worth comes from your own actions, rejection doesn't stop you. You may feel hurt for a moment, but it doesn't break you. You keep moving because your foundation is stronger than someone else's opinion. You can't control who accepts you or who doesn't, but you can control whether or not you keep showing up for yourself. That's power. Another piece of psychology here is the importance of self-respect. Every time you wait for others to give you permission, you silently tell yourself you're not ready, not enough, not capable on your own. But every time you act, even in small ways, you send yourself a different message. You say, "I can handle this. I am capable. I am enough." That self-respect builds layer after layer until it becomes unshakable. And once you respect yourself deeply, you stop chasing it from the outside world. That shift changes everything about how you live and how you feel. There's also freedom in this choice. Many people are trapped in patterns where they live only to please others. They dress, speak, and act according to what they think will gain approval. But this comes at a cost. They sacrifice their own identity, their own dream. Happiness becomes distant because they're living someone else's version of life. When you choose yourself, you step out of that trap. You start asking different questions. Instead of "what will they think," you ask "what do I want?" Instead of "will they accept me," you ask "do I accept myself?" Those questions open the door to a life that is real, honest, and fulfilling. Now let's get practical. How do you actually choose yourself first? Start by noticing where you're waiting. Are you waiting for friends to invite you before you go out? Stop waiting. Go where you want to go. Are you waiting for someone to encourage you before you take a risk? Stop waiting. Encourage yourself and take the first step. Are you waiting for perfect timing to start a new habit? Stop waiting. Start now, even in the smallest way possible. You'll quickly discover that you don't need as much as you thought to begin. You just need the decision to act. Build simple routines that put you in charge. Wake up at a time that honors your goals, not someone else's expectation. Make choices about what you eat and how you move your body, based on what gives you energy and strength, not what others think is trendy. Invest time in learning skills that matter to you, even if no one around you understands why. These small choices send a clear message. Your life is your responsibility, and you're not going to waste it by waiting. It's also important to recognize that choosing yourself is not selfish. In fact, it's one of the most generous things you can do. When you build a strong foundation of happiness within, you stop draining others with your need for validation. Instead, you bring confidence, stability, and joy into your relationships. You have more to give because you're not empty inside. People are drawn to those who know themselves and live with self-respect. By choosing yourself, you don't just improve your own life, you improve the lives of everyone who crosses your path. Choosing yourself also helps you deal with loneliness differently. Instead of seeing time alone as something to fear, you begin to see it as a chance to grow. You can use solitude to think clearly, to reset, to make plans, to enjoy your own company. When you stop waiting for others, being alone no longer feels like a punishment. It feels like freedom. You begin to enjoy your own presence, and that's when you realize you don't need constant distraction to feel whole. Over time, this decision creates momentum. Each time you act for yourself, you build courage. Each time you choose your peace over approval, you build strength. Each time you move forward without waiting, you build trust in yourself. Momentum grows, and so does your happiness. And it's the kind of happiness that doesn't disappear when people leave, when attention fades, or when life gets quiet. It's stable, because it's yours. This is the essence of being happy alone. It doesn't mean isolating yourself. It doesn't mean rejecting others. It means you no longer put your joy on hold, waiting for someone to hand it to you. You create it through your own choices. You learn to stand on your own. proud and unshaken. You take responsibility for your growth, your standards, and your peace. You stop giving away your power, and you live as if your life matters, because it does. So if you want to be happy alone, begin here. Choose yourself first, and stop waiting for others. Decide that your time, your goals, and your happiness are too valuable to delay. Take one step today that proves to you that you can move forward on your own. It might be small, but it will shift everything. Happiness is not something you wait for. It's something you create when you finally decide to act.
Chapter 2. Grow self-respect by keeping promises to yourself. When you think about building a strong life, there's one foundation that can never be ignored: self-respect. Without it, no achievement feels complete, and no success feels secure. Self-respect comes from one very simple but powerful habit: keeping the promises you make to yourself. Too many people are good at keeping promises to others, but constantly break their own. They show up for work, they deliver for friends, they meet obligations because they don't want to disappoint anyone else. Yet when it comes to their own goals, their own health, or their own dreams, they make excuses. They say they'll start tomorrow, they say they'll try again later, they say they'll be consistent next week. What they don't realize is every broken promise slowly erodes their trust in themselves. And when you don't trust yourself, you can't respect yourself. Think about how powerful it feels when you follow through on something. You say you'll wake up early, and you do. You say you'll work out 3 times a week, and you keep it. You say you'll save a little money, and you actually put it aside. These acts might not seem huge in the moment, but they carry an invisible weight. Every time you keep a promise, you teach yourself that your word matters. You prove to yourself that you can rely on you. That's where respect grows, not from someone else's approval, but from your own consistency. There's a simple truth here. If you can't trust yourself to keep the small promises, you won't trust yourself with the big ones. People often wonder why they lack confidence. They think confidence is about talent or charm, but confidence is built by proving, day after day, that you can depend on yourself. It's knowing that when you say you're going to do something, you'll follow through. That's what gives you the courage to take on bigger challenges, because deep down you've built evidence that you don't quit on yourself. Now it's important to understand what kind of promises matter most. Not the ones you say to impress others, but the ones you whisper to yourself late at night when no one else is listening. The promise to take better care of your body. The promise to learn a skill you've been avoiding. The promise to spend less time wasting hours and more time building a future. These promises don't need an audience. They need discipline. They need commitment. And they need follow through. Most people break promises to themselves because they underestimate the cost. They think missing a workout, skipping a reading goal, or wasting another day doesn't matter. But it does. It's like telling yourself, "My words mean nothing." Over time, this creates self-doubt, frustration, and even guilt. You start feeling like you're always behind, never consistent, and never fully proud of yourself. That feeling builds not because you lack potential, but because you've created a pattern of letting yourself down. Breaking that pattern is one of the most powerful changes you can make. The first step is to start small. Don't overwhelm yourself with huge commitments you know you won't sustain. Begin with a promise that is so simple you cannot fail. Drink enough water each day. Read 10 pages of a book before bed. Do 5 minutes of stretching in the morning. Wake up 10 minutes earlier than usual. When you keep small promises, you train your mind to believe you are capable. It builds momentum, and from that momentum, you can expand into bigger commitments. Another key is honesty. Stop making promises you know you won't keep. Many people set impossible standards to impress themselves, then fail and feel worse. That only reinforces the cycle of broken promises. Instead, set promises that are realistic, achievable, and meaningful. When you hit those consistently, You earn the right to raise the bar. Respect doesn't come from making dramatic declarations. It comes from doing what you said you would do. No matter how simple, you also need accountability. Some people keep promises more easily when others are watching. But the real test is when no one sees. That's why you must learn to hold yourself accountable. Write down your commitments. Track them daily. Check them off. Not to show others, but to remind yourself that you're building reliability. Over time, those check marks become a record of discipline. When you look back, you'll see proof that you've built trust with yourself. That proof fuels your self-respect. There will be days when you slip. That's part of being human. But what separates those who grow from those who stay stuck is how quickly they return to their promises. A broken day doesn't have to become a broken week. A missed task doesn't mean you give up entirely. Self-respect grows when you learn to recover quickly. Instead of drowning in guilt, you recommit. You tell yourself, "I missed once, but I won't miss twice." That decision builds resilience, and resilience is at the core of respect. Another important part of keeping promises is understanding the emotional side. Every time you let yourself down, you don't just lose progress, you lose belief, and belief is fragile. It takes effort to rebuild. That's why you must protect it by honoring your commitments. When you say you'll do something and you actually do it, you feel a spark of pride. That spark builds confidence, and confidence shapes your entire outlook on life. It influences how you carry yourself, how you interact with others, and how you take on challenges. You'll notice that when you start keeping promises, your relationship with yourself changes. You stop criticizing yourself as much. You stop feeling guilty for wasted time. Instead, you feel lighter, more capable, more grounded. This shift doesn't require outside recognition. It happens quietly, inside you, but it's powerful enough to change how you approach everything. With self-respect, you don't need constant validation. You don't need to prove yourself to everyone. You already know your word matters. Psychology makes this clear. People who keep commitments to themselves have higher self-esteem, stronger resilience, and greater happiness. They are not perfect. They simply develop trust in their own process. That trust becomes their strength in hard times. When life throws challenges, they know they won't abandon themselves. That knowledge brings stability and peace. Practical action is the key here. Start by choosing one or two promises that align with the person you want to become. Don't choose based on trends or what others are doing. Choose based on what you truly value. If health matters to you, promise to move your body daily. If knowledge matters, promise to study a little every night. If financial freedom matters, promise to save consistently. Aligning promises with your values makes them meaningful. And meaningful promises are the ones you'll fight to keep. Another strategy is to remind yourself daily why the promise matters. Write it down, repeat it, and keep it visible. When you're tempted to quit, seeing that reminder can reset your focus. You'll remember that this isn't just about one habit, it's about the relationship you're building with yourself. And that relationship determines your happiness, your confidence, and your strength. Over time, this practice builds something powerful. Integrity. Integrity means your actions match your words. You don't say one thing and do another. You don't make excuses for yourself. You live in alignment. When you live in alignment, you don't feel torn between who you are and who you want to be. You feel whole. That wholeness is the core of self-respect. Keeping promises to yourself is also what allows you to be happy alone. Because when you can trust yourself, you don't fear solitude. You know that even without others watching, you will do what needs to be done. That confidence makes time alone productive, peaceful, and even enjoyable. Instead of depending on others for structure or discipline, you carry it within you. And that's the kind of independence that leads to lasting happiness. It's not about being flawless, it's about being reliable. Reliable for yourself, not just for everyone else. That reliability makes you proud to be who you are. And when you're proud of who you are, loneliness doesn't feel empty.
It feels like space you can fill with growth, progress, and peace. So remember, self-respect is not built in a single moment. It's built in the small daily decisions to keep your word. Each promise kept adds a brick to your foundation. Each promise broken removes one. The choice is yours, every day, in the little actions that no one else may notice. But you notice, and what you notice shapes how you feel about yourself. If you want to grow self-respect, don't wait for grand achievements. Start today with one promise you will keep, no matter what. Let that success fuel the next one. Over weeks and months, you'll look back and realize you've built a solid reputation with yourself. That reputation is the source of real confidence. It's the reason you'll hold your head higher, make stronger choices, and live with a sense of pride. And once you have that, you'll understand that the greatest respect you can ever earn is the respect you give to yourself by keeping your own word.
Chapter 3. Enjoy silence daily and let your thoughts settle. Most people live in constant noise. The world keeps talking, screens keep flashing, and everyone wants your attention. It's easy to lose yourself in the endless rush of voices and distractions, but if you want strength, clarity, and happiness, you must learn to enjoy silence daily and let your thoughts settle. Silence isn't emptiness, silence is space, and in that space, your mind finds rest, your emotions calm down, and your energy resets. It's in silence that you begin to hear yourself clearly. Without it, your head is always crowded with opinions, expectations, and pressure. When you allow yourself moments of silence, you give your brain the chance to slow down. Most of the stress people feel doesn't come from real danger. It comes from being overstimulated. Too many sounds, too many messages, too many decisions. Your nervous system becomes tense because it never gets a break. Silence is that break. It's where your body relaxes and your mind resets. This is not about meditation techniques or complicated practices. It's about simply giving yourself the permission to stop, sit quietly, and let the noise fade away. In that stillness, your thoughts begin to organize themselves, and problems that seemed overwhelming start to look smaller and more manageable. Think about the last time you sat in a quiet place without reaching for your phone, without music in the background, without distractions. For many, it feels uncomfortable at first. Silence can feel strange because we're not used to it, but discomfort is only the surface. If you stay with it, you begin to notice peace rising underneath. Your breathing slows down, your shoulders drop, and you feel a sense of release. That is your mind settling, and it's one of the most powerful experiences you can give yourself daily. The psychology behind this is simple. When your environment is loud, your brain is forced to constantly react. It's pulled from one thought to another, and you end up scattered. In silence, there is nothing to react to. Your brain switches into a more reflective state, allowing you to process experiences instead of just being bombarded by them. This is where real thinking happens. This is where insight appears. People often say they can't figure out what they want or why they feel stuck. But the truth is, they've never given themselves the quiet time to think deeply enough. Silence is not a luxury, it's a requirement for a clear mind. There is also an emotional side to silence. When life is noisy, it's easy to run from feelings. You bury sadness in music. You drown anxiety in television. You cover loneliness with constant scrolling. But those feelings don't go away just because you distract yourself. They pile up and keep pulling at you in the background. Silence forces you to face them, and when you do, you realize they are not as unbearable as you feared. When you sit with your emotions in silence, they loosen their grip. You learn to understand them, instead of letting them control you. That understanding gives you balance and inner strength. To build this practice into your life, start with short periods. Give yourself 10 minutes each day without noise, without talking, without screens. Sit somewhere comfortable, breathe naturally, and let yourself be present. Don't force your thoughts to stop. They will slow down on their own if you let them. Over time, increase the amount of silence you allow yourself. You will notice that your focus sharpens, your mood stabilizes, and your stress levels decrease. The benefit compounds with consistency. One of the overlooked benefits of daily silence is decision-making. In constant noise, decisions are rushed and reactive. In silence, you create the mental space to evaluate clearly. You can think about what truly matters and what is just distraction. You gain perspective. Many of the mistakes people regret come from reacting too quickly to noise instead of pausing long enough to see the full picture. Silence gives you that pause, and in that pause, wisdom grows. Another change you'll notice when you make silence a daily habit is that you stop feeling the constant need for external stimulation. Many people are restless when alone because they depend on constant entertainment. But as you get comfortable with silence, you discover that you don't need to be entertained to feel okay. You start enjoying your own presence. That is one of the deepest forms of independence. You realize you are not bored. You are simply unused to being with yourself. The more you practice, the more you find joy in the quiet. Silence also restores energy. When you are surrounded by noise all day, your mental battery drains quickly. Even if you don't notice it, your mind is working overtime to process every bit of information. Daily silence is like charging that battery. Just as your body needs sleep to function, your mind needs silence to recharge. Without it, you live tired, distracted, and scattered. With it, you feel sharper, calmer, and more alive. There's a simple exercise to try. Next time you feel overwhelmed, instead of pushing harder, take 5 minutes of silence. Step into another room, close your eyes, and just breathe. Don't reach for distractions. Don't analyze your problems. Just let your thoughts drift until they naturally slow down. Most people are shocked by how quickly their stress reduces. The silence doesn't solve the problem, but it gives you the calmness to approach it wisely. Another practice is using silence at the start and end of your day. Begin your mornings with quiet instead of immediately grabbing your phone. Let your mind wake up slowly, without being flooded by notifications. At night, turn off all noise before bed and allow yourself to wind down in silence. These simple rituals shape the quality of your entire day. You'll sleep better, wake up clearer, and carry more peace with you. The more you value silence, the more sensitive you become to unnecessary noise. You begin to notice how draining it is to constantly fill every gap with chatter, music, or screens. You'll realize that silence isn't empty. It's full of clarity, energy, and perspective. And once you experience that regularly, you won't want to give it up. This practice also improves your relationships. When you get comfortable in silence, you stop needing others to constantly entertain or validate you. You stop being clingy or restless in their absence. You bring calmness into your interactions instead of pressure. You can listen better, speak with more thought, and connect in a deeper way because you are not running from your own inner noise. People respect and trust those who carry calmness. Silence gives you that strength. It's worth remembering that silence is not isolation. It's not about cutting yourself off from the world. It's about creating balance. You cannot stay in constant stimulation and expect to be healthy, nor can you live in total silence and expect to grow socially. The goal is not extreme. The goal is daily moments of stillness that allow your mind and heart to reset so you can engage with the world from a place of strength. If you avoid silence, ask yourself why. Are you afraid of what you'll find in your own thoughts? Do you fear boredom? Do you feel uneasy when there is nothing to distract you? Those fears are signals that silence is exactly what you need. Because until you face yourself in silence, you'll always be running. Once you face it, you discover that it's not so frightening after all. You realize that your thoughts can be organized, your emotions can be managed, and your presence is enough. The truth is, people who learn to enjoy silence carry an advantage in life. They think more clearly. They react more wisely. They carry themselves with more calmness, and they don't feel lost without constant stimulation. They live with more balance,
because they know how to reset daily. Silence is not just about peace, it's about power. It's the kind of power that doesn't need to shout, doesn't need to prove, doesn't need to chase. It comes from within, steady and reliable. If you want to be happy alone, silence is one of your greatest allies. It teaches you that happiness isn't about constant noise, attention or activity. Happiness can be found in the quiet moments when you breathe, reflect and feel at peace with yourself. Start small, but start today. Give yourself the gift of silence, not once in a while, but every single day. Let your thoughts settle, let your heart calm, and let your mind breathe. In that silence, you'll find strength you didn't know you had, and happiness that doesn't depend on anyone else.
Chapter 4. Create personal standards that make you proud inside. Every person has a private set of rules they live by, whether they are aware of it or not. These rules guide their decisions, shape their behavior, and influence how they see themselves. Some live with standards so low that they accept anything, and in doing so, they constantly feel disappointed. Others create standards so high they can never meet them, and they live in frustration. But the real path to happiness, especially when you want to feel strong on your own, is to create personal standards that make you proud inside. Standards are not about what others expect of you, they are about what you expect of yourself. And when your daily actions align with those expectations, you build a life that feels fulfilling. Most people struggle with happiness because they never define their own standards. They live reacting to the world. If someone treats them poorly, they accept it. If they waste their own time, they shrug it off. If they neglect their health, they pretend it doesn't matter. Over time, these small compromises build into a life where self-respect is missing. But the moment you set clear personal standards, you begin to send yourself a different message that your life matters and you refuse to live below what you know you deserve. Standards are not about perfection, they are about consistency. For example, a standard might be never speaking to yourself in a degrading way. Another might be always finishing what you start, no matter how small. Another might be treating your body with care through exercise and food. These standards don't need to impress anyone else. They are meant to give you pride when you look in the mirror. That pride is worth more than approval from others because it is solid and unshakable. Creating standards also protects you from drifting. Without them, you can be swayed by every influence, every opinion, and every passing temptation. But with standards, you anchor yourself. When someone pressures you to do something that goes against your values, your standards make the decision clear. When life gets chaotic, your standards guide your actions. This creates stability in a world that is often unstable. And stability is one of the deepest sources of happiness. There's a difference between goals and standards. Goals are things you want to achieve. Standards are the way you choose to live. Goals can be missed, delayed, or changed, but standards are non-negotiable. They are daily expectations you refuse to compromise on. For example, you might set a goal to lose weight, but your standard is that you will exercise 4 times a week, no matter what. The goal may take time, but the standard keeps you moving forward. That standard is what builds your character and keeps your self-respect alive. One of the most powerful things about standards is that they create identity. If your standard is honesty, you become the kind of person who doesn't lie. If your standard is punctuality, you become the person who always respects time. If your standard is discipline, you become the person who can be counted on to follow through. Over time, these standards shape how you see yourself. And when you see yourself as strong, reliable, and disciplined, you live with more pride and confidence. People often underestimate how damaging it is to live below their own standards. Every time you let yourself slip, you weaken the trust you have in yourself. And when you can't trust yourself, you feel disconnected from who you want to be. This creates frustration, guilt, and even shame. On the other hand, every time you honor your standards, even in small ways, you strengthen that trust. You tell yourself, I am someone who can be counted on. That feeling is priceless, because it feeds directly into happiness. The question then is, how do you create personal standards that make you proud? The first step is reflection. Ask yourself, what qualities do I respect in others? What behaviors make me feel proud when I practice them? What actions leave me disappointed when I don't uphold them? These questions help you identify the values that matter most to you. Once you see them clearly, you can set standards around them. For example, if you value discipline, a standard might be never skipping a planned task. If you value respect, a standard might be never tolerating disrespectful treatment. Clarity comes from asking yourself who you want to be, and then designing standards that align with that identity. The second step is commitment. Once you've set standards, they must be non-negotiable. You cannot bend them, depending on mood, convenience, or peer pressure. If you do, they're not standards, they're preferences. A true standard is something you live by regardless of circumstances. That's why you shouldn't set too many at once. Begin with a few that truly matter, then expand as you master them. Quality is more important than quantity. The third step is reinforcement. You must remind yourself daily of your standards. Write them down, review them, and measure yourself against them. This isn't about guilt, it's about accountability. When you track your behavior, you stay conscious of whether you're living up to what you expect from yourself. Over time, these standards become natural habits. They stop feeling like effort and start feeling like identity. Creating personal standards also requires courage. When you raise your standards, you might lose people who don't align with them. If your standard is respect, you will not tolerate friends who constantly belittle you. If your standard is discipline, you may drift away from people who waste time. This can be uncomfortable, but it is necessary. Holding strong to your standards filters out the wrong influences and attracts the right ones. You become surrounded by people who share or respect your values. That environment strengthens your growth, instead of holding you back. Another key element of standards is balance. You must set them in a way that challenges you, but doesn't destroy you. Standards that are too high can create constant failure, leading to discouragement. Standards that are too low create no growth. The right standards push you beyond comfort without overwhelming you. This balance takes honesty. You must know where you are now, what you can realistically maintain, and where you want to grow. From there, you design standards that raise your life step by step. When you live with personal standards, you stop comparing yourself as much to others. You measure yourself against your own expectations, not someone else's life. This removes a huge amount of stress. You no longer need to prove you're better than anyone else. You simply need to prove you're better than your former self. That's how progress becomes steady, personal, and deeply satisfying. Another hidden benefit is how standards improve your decision-making. Every choice becomes clearer when you hold strong expectations for yourself. If your standard is health, you know what to choose when faced with junk food. If your standard is honesty, you know what to do when tempted to exaggerate. You no longer waste energy debating, because your standards answer for you. That clarity saves time, reduces stress, and keeps you aligned with your values. Over time, standards build character, and character is what makes you proud inside. Pride doesn't come from shortcuts or empty recognition. It comes from knowing you lived according to what you said mattered most. At the end of the day, when no one else is watching, it's your standards that decide whether you feel proud or disappointed. That's why they must be chosen carefully and lived faithfully. There will be challenges. You will face days when it's tempting to lower your standards because it feels easier. You will be pressured to compromise for comfort or approval. These moments are critical. Every time you refuse to bend, you strengthen your resolve. Every time you give in,
you weaken. Consistency is what matters most. No one becomes proud overnight. Pride is built brick by brick, decision by decision, day after day of honoring your standards. Living with standards also creates inner peace. You no longer live in conflict with yourself. You don't say one thing and do another. You don't lower your values for temporary gain. You carry alignment between your words, your actions, and your values. That alignment removes guilt and regret. It allows you to go to bed at night, knowing you lived with integrity. Few things bring more happiness than that quiet confidence. The truth is, creating personal standards that make you proud is not about impressing others. It's about being able to look at yourself honestly and feel respect for the way you live. It's about knowing that you didn't take the easy way out, you didn't sell yourself short, and you didn't compromise your values. That pride cannot be faked, and it cannot be handed to you. It must be earned by living in alignment with the standards you set. So ask yourself today, what standards am I willing to commit to? What values do I refuse to compromise? And what kind of person do I want to become by living these standards daily? Write them down, live by them, let them guide your choices. Over time, you will see the change not just in your results, but in how you feel about yourself. That feeling of true pride, of deep respect, of alignment, is what it means to create personal standards that make you proud inside.
Chapter 5. Strengthen your mind by facing loneliness without fear. Loneliness is one of the strongest emotions a person can feel. It has the power to unsettle you, to make you question yourself, and to leave you feeling empty. But loneliness is not the enemy. The real challenge is the fear that comes with it. People spend their lives running from loneliness because they think it's a sign of weakness or failure. They avoid quiet moments, they surround themselves with constant noise, and they chase endless company, not because they want connection, but because they're terrified of being left alone with their own thoughts. Yet if you want to build a strong mind, you must stop fearing loneliness and learn to face it directly. When you do, you'll discover that it holds the very strength you've been searching for. The first thing to understand is that loneliness is not a punishment. It's a condition of being human. Everyone will face it at some point. You might feel lonely after a relationship ends, after moving to a new place, or when you realize people around you don't share your values. The feeling is normal. What matters is how you respond. Most people try to escape it, but escaping doesn't work. You can drown it in distractions, but it always returns. Strength is built by staying present with it until it no longer scares you. When you sit with loneliness instead of running from it, something shifts. At first, the silence feels heavy. Thoughts rush in. You're not good enough. You're forgotten. You don't matter. These are the voices that fear uses to trap you. But if you stay still and let the thoughts pass, you begin to notice that beneath the noise, you are still here. You're breathing, you're alive, you're capable. You begin to realize loneliness is not proof that you're broken. It's simply a moment when you're not surrounded by others. That realization weakens the fear and strengthens your mind. Psychology shows us that people who can tolerate solitude have greater resilience. They don't panic when left alone. They don't depend on constant validation. Instead, they use alone time to think clearly, to reset, and to grow. That resilience is a kind of armor. It means that no matter who stays or who leaves, you remain steady. That steadiness is where real confidence begins. Without it, you'll always cling to others for security, and that dependency keeps you fragile. One of the most powerful practices is to gradually increase your comfort with being alone. Start with short periods where you choose solitude on purpose. Go for a walk without music or your phone. Sit in your room without turning on the television. Have a meal alone without rushing through it. These experiences teach your mind that being alone does not equal danger. They break the association between solitude and fear. Over time, your brain begins to see it as normal, even valuable. Loneliness also teaches you about yourself in ways nothing else can. When you're always surrounded by people, you can lose sight of who you are. You start adopting other people's habits, opinions, and emotions. Solitude strips that away. It forces you to ask, what do I actually want? What do I truly believe? What do I feel when no one is telling me what to think? These questions may feel uncomfortable, but they are the foundation of self-knowledge, and self-knowledge is the foundation of strength. Facing loneliness also builds emotional control. The fear of being alone often leads people into toxic relationships, unhealthy habits, or constant distractions. They'd rather accept pain than sit with themselves. But when you face the feeling and endure it, you stop needing those escapes. You no longer settle for less just to avoid being alone. That decision frees you. It allows you to raise your standards and to connect with others by choice, not by desperation. And when you connect without desperation, your relationships become healthier and more genuine. Another strength that comes from facing loneliness is independence. Many people tie their identity to others. They only feel valuable when someone else acknowledges them. But this dependence makes them fragile, because the moment that person leaves, their sense of worth collapses. When you learn to be okay alone, you break that chain. You prove to yourself that your worth does not depend on anyone else being present. You carry it within you. That independence is not coldness, it's freedom. It allows you to engage with people out of love, not fear. The mind also becomes sharper in solitude. In constant company, thoughts get scattered. In loneliness, your attention turns inward. You see your patterns, your strengths, and your weaknesses with greater clarity. You realize where you've been avoiding growth. You notice habits that don't serve you. This awareness is not always comfortable, but it's necessary. Strength is not built in comfort. It's built when you face truth without running away. Loneliness gives you the silence needed for that truth to surface. To face loneliness without fear, you must also shift your perspective. Instead of telling yourself, I'm alone because no one wants me, begin to tell yourself, I'm alone because I need this time to grow. The words you use shape how you experience solitude. If you label it as rejection, it feels painful. If you label it as training, it feels purposeful. This shift turns loneliness into an opportunity instead of a threat. And opportunities are where strength is created. Practical steps can make this easier. Keep a journal during times of solitude. Write down the thoughts and feelings that surface. Don't judge them, just record them. Over time, you'll notice patterns. You'll see the same doubts repeat, and you'll learn to challenge them. Writing also gives your emotions a safe place to land instead of swirling endlessly in your head. This practice helps you process feelings and reduces the fear that comes with them. Another step is to use solitude to invest in yourself. When you're alone, you have uninterrupted time to build skills, to study, to work on your health, to create, instead of viewing loneliness as emptiness. Treat it as space to fill with growth. Every hour spent improving yourself makes the fear of loneliness weaker, because you begin to see it not as wasted time, but as a gift. A gift that allows you to build the life you want without distraction. It's also important to remind yourself that being alone does not mean being disconnected. You can choose to reach out when you want, but you're not forced to depend on constant interaction. The difference between needing and choosing is everything. When you need constant presence, you are a prisoner of fear. When you choose presence, you are free. Facing loneliness trains you to move from need to choice. Over time, something remarkable happens. The moments that once felt heavy with loneliness begin to feel lighter. Instead of dreading them, you begin to look forward to them. You realize that solitude brings peace, focus, and renewal. You stop fearing the absence of people and start appreciating the presence of yourself. That shift is powerful, because it means you've strengthened your mind. Strengthening your mind this way does not make you hard or unfeeling. It makes you balanced. You can enjoy the company of others fully because you no longer cling to it desperately. You can face time alone calmly, because you no longer fear it. This balance makes you resilient. Life will bring times when people are unavailable, when friends are distant, when relationships change. If you fear loneliness, those moments will crush you. If you've trained your mind to face them, those moments will strengthen you even further. Happiness alone is possible only when loneliness loses its power over you. And loneliness loses its power the moment you stop running from it. By sitting with it, by feeling it fully, by learning from it, you take away its control. What's left is a stronger mind, a deeper confidence, and a sense of independence that no one can take from you. The truth is, facing loneliness is not easy. It will challenge you. It will bring up emotions you've been avoiding. But that difficulty is exactly why it makes you strong. Every time you sit with it without fear, you grow. Every time you endure it without running, you prove to yourself that you can handle more than you thought. And every time you emerge from it with clarity, you add another layer of strength to your mind. So don't hide from loneliness. Don't drown it in distraction. Don't fear it as if it means something is wrong with you. Face it, use it. Let it shape you. In that process, you'll build a mind that can handle solitude, uncertainty, and change with courage. That kind of mind will not only help you be happy alone, it will help you thrive in every part of life.
Chapter 6. Feel happy by finishing one meaningful task daily. Happiness is often seen as something far away, something that will come after big achievements or once life becomes perfect. But happiness does not wait at the finish line of some distant goal. Happiness can be created every single day when you learn to complete just one meaningful task that matters to you. The human mind is wired to feel satisfaction when it finishes something important. That sense of progress, even in the smallest measure, builds pride, stability, and momentum. Without it, days blur together, and you start to feel like nothing you do matters. But the truth is, each day can hold joy if you train yourself to focus on finishing one meaningful task daily. The key word here is meaningful. It's not about checking off endless minor chores or filling your hours with busyness. Anyone can stay busy all day and still feel empty. True satisfaction comes when you identify one task that aligns with your values, your growth, or your future, and you complete it. That completion gives your day weight. It transforms it from just another 24 hours into a day that mattered. When repeated, this habit builds a life filled with accomplishment and happiness, not frustration and regret. Why is this so powerful? Because the brain thrives on progress. When you leave tasks unfinished, you create mental clutter. Your mind keeps reminding you of what's incomplete, and this weighs you down with guilt and stress. On the other hand, when you finish something that matters, you send a message to yourself: you can rely on your own effort. That simple act creates a chemical reward in the brain. Dopamine is released, and you feel a natural sense of pleasure. This is the same reward system that drives all human motivation. Instead of letting it be triggered by distractions and instant gratification, you direct it toward meaningful work. The challenge most people face is that they try to do too much at once. They create long lists of tasks, and when they can't complete them all, they feel like failures. This cycle destroys motivation. The way out is to simplify. Choose one meaningful task each day. It could be writing a few pages toward a project, exercising for your health, having an honest conversation you've been putting off, or learning something new. Whatever it is, it must matter to you. If you finish that task, the day is already a success. Anything beyond it is a bonus.
Think about how many people end their days frustrated, scrolling on their phones, asking themselves where the time went. That frustration often comes because they never gave themselves a chance to feel true accomplishment. They may have been busy, but they didn't finish anything that gave them pride. If you build the discipline of finishing one meaningful task, you never end the day empty. You carry with you the quiet confidence of knowing you made progress that mattered. That confidence is the foundation of happiness. This practice also teaches focus. In today's world, distraction is constant. Every notification, every piece of entertainment, every demand pulls you in a different direction. If you don't choose your one meaningful task with intention, the day will slip away in fragments. But when you identify it at the start of the day, you give yourself a clear target. That target directs your energy. Even if other things come up, you know what cannot be left undone. This focus reduces overwhelm and increases productivity. Completing one meaningful task daily also strengthens discipline. Discipline is not built by occasional bursts of effort, it's built by consistency. When you train yourself to complete something important each day, no matter how small, you are building a mental habit of follow-through. That habit expands into other areas of life. You begin to keep more promises, to finish what you start, and to trust your own word. This creates a cycle of self-respect that grows stronger with each completed task. Another benefit is that it breaks procrastination. Many people procrastinate because the weight of doing everything at once feels impossible. By narrowing the focus to one task, you reduce the pressure. You make the challenge manageable. Instead of asking yourself to conquer the world in a day, you ask yourself to move the needle forward in one meaningful way. When you succeed, you create momentum. That momentum carries you into the next day, making it easier to keep going. Over time, procrastination loses its power over you. There's also a psychological element of identity. Every time you finish something that matters, you reinforce the belief that you are a person who takes action. On the other hand, every time you delay or abandon important tasks, you reinforce the belief that you are unreliable. Identity is shaped by repeated actions, not by intentions. This is why completing one meaningful task daily is so powerful. It doesn't just give you results, it changes how you see yourself. And when you see yourself as someone capable and consistent, your happiness grows. To make this practical, start by asking yourself each morning, what one task, if completed today, would make me proud tonight? Don't choose based on what others want. Choose based on what will move your life forward. Some days it will be simple. Other days it may be challenging. The point is not the size, but the meaning. Then commit to finishing it before the day ends. You'll be surprised by how much calmer and more satisfied you feel once it's done. It's also important to celebrate these completions. Too often people rush past their accomplishments without acknowledging them. Pause and take note of how it feels to finish. Allow yourself to feel the pride, the relief, and the satisfaction. This reinforces the behavior and makes you more likely to repeat it. You don't need grand celebrations, just a moment of recognition that you followed through and honored yourself. Consistency matters more than perfection. There will be days when you get distracted, when life interrupts, or when you fall short. What matters is that you return to the habit the next day. Don't allow one missed task to spiral into weeks of neglect. One of the most powerful traits you can develop is the ability to reset quickly. Strength is not never falling, it's always getting back up. By keeping this perspective, you ensure that the habit of finishing one meaningful task daily continues to grow. Over time, this practice creates a ripple effect. As you complete one important thing each day, your goals begin to accumulate. Books get written, skills improve, health strengthens, relationships grow deeper. Each small win builds into something much larger. You look back after weeks and months and realize how much progress you've made. That realization, fills you with a deep sense of happiness, because you see the evidence of growth. You are no longer stuck, you are moving forward steadily. Happiness is not built on fantasies or distant dreams, it's built on daily progress. When you finish one meaningful task, you show yourself that your time today was well spent. That is the definition of a good day. When you stack enough of these days together, you build a good life. And a good life is nothing more than the sum of days lived with intention and follow through. This practice also helps you separate what truly matters from what doesn't. When you ask yourself daily, what task would make you proud, you cut through distractions. You identify what aligns with your values and future, instead of just reacting to noise. Over time, you develop clarity about your priorities. That clarity saves you from wasting energy on things that don't matter. It directs your focus to what will truly make you happy and fulfilled. One meaningful task daily may sound small, but it holds the power to change how you live. It builds pride, creates progress, strengthens identity, and fuels discipline. Most importantly, it allows you to feel happiness now, not someday in the future. You no longer wait for big milestones to feel joy. You create joy in the act of completing something important today. So if you want to feel happy alone, start here. Stop overwhelming yourself with endless lists and impossible expectations. Choose one meaningful task each day, finish it, and allow yourself to feel the satisfaction. Let that habit shape your days, your weeks, your months. With time, you'll see how much it transforms your life. You'll realize that happiness is not far away. It's in the daily act of finishing something that matters.
Chapter 7. Stop comparing your life and trust your own path. One of the biggest reasons people struggle to feel happy alone is because they spend too much time measuring their life against someone else's. They look at what others have, how far others have gone, or how quickly others are moving, and they decide their own progress isn't enough. Comparison steals peace, because it shifts your focus away from your path and places it on someone else's. The truth is, there will always be someone ahead of you, and there will always be someone behind you. If your happiness depends on where you stand in comparison to others, you'll never find stability. But if you can stop comparing and learn to trust your own path, you unlock freedom, confidence, and genuine happiness. Comparison is rooted in insecurity. When you feel uncertain about your own worth, you look outward for evidence that you're doing well. The problem is, the world always offers examples that make you doubt yourself. Someone younger seems more successful. Someone older seems wiser. Someone you know appears to have more friends, money, or recognition. The danger here is that you rarely see the full story. You're comparing your behind-the-scenes struggles to someone else's highlights. That's an unfair game, and it guarantees you'll lose. Trusting your own path means understanding that your timeline, your experiences, and your growth are unique. No one else has lived your exact life, so no one else can be the standard you measure yourself against. When you stop comparing, you reclaim your energy. Think about how much mental strength is wasted scrolling through other people's lives, feeling jealous, or questioning yourself. That energy could be used to build your skills, improve your health, or take steps toward your goals. Instead of fueling growth, it gets drained by comparison. This is why so many people feel stuck. They spend more time watching than doing. To move forward, you must shift that focus back to your own path. Ask yourself daily, am I improving from yesterday? Am I moving closer to the life I want? That's the only measure that matters. Trusting your own path requires patience. The world teaches you to crave speed. Everyone wants results now. But real progress doesn't work that way. Some people find success early, others much later. Some discover their passion in youth, others in middle age. None of these timelines are wrong. They are simply different. If you compare, you'll always feel behind. If you trust your own path, you'll recognize that where you are today is preparing you for what's next.
The experiences you're living, even the hard ones, are shaping you into the person capable of handling your future. Trust means believing that your time will come if you keep moving. It's also important to understand that comparison shifts your values. When you look at what others are doing, you start to want what they have, even if it's not truly meaningful to you. You see someone traveling constantly, and suddenly you feel like your simple life isn't enough. You see someone with a big house, and you start to think your own goals are too small. But these are illusions. The only way to feel fulfilled is to pursue what aligns with your own value. If family, peace, or creativity matter most to you, chasing wealth or attention because someone else has it will never make you happy. Trusting your own path means listening to your heart, not chasing someone else's vision. One of the most powerful practices to break comparison is gratitude. Every time you find yourself looking at someone else's life with envy, stop and turn your focus inward. Ask yourself, what do I have right now that matters? It could be health, opportunities, relationships, or simply the chance to grow. Gratitude doesn't mean ignoring your goals, it means recognizing that your life already has value. This recognition shifts your perspective. Instead of living in lack, you begin to live in appreciation. From that place, you move forward with more energy and positivity. Another way to stop comparing is to set your own standards. If you don't define success for yourself, you'll constantly be pulled into other people's definitions. For one person, success might be a high-paying job. For another, it's freedom of time. For someone else, it's raising children. You must decide what success means for you, and then measure yourself only against that. Without clear standards, you will always chase shadows. With them, you build a life that feels authentic. Trust also requires self-belief. When you compare, what you're really saying is that you don't believe your path is enough. But belief grows through action. Each step you take toward your goals, each promise you keep, each challenge you face, builds confidence that you're capable. Over time, this belief strengthens until comparison loses its grip. You no longer need proof from the outside world because you carry proof within yourself. Facing comparison also means limiting the triggers that feed it. For many, social media is the greatest source. Every scroll is a highlight reel of someone else's life. If you know this weakens your confidence, take control of it. Spend less time watching others and more time creating your own progress. Fill your day with actions that move you forward instead of endless images that make you feel behind. This is not about avoiding reality. It's about protecting your focus. When you trust your own path, you begin to enjoy the journey more. Comparison blinds you to your progress because you're always focused on what you lack. Trust allows you to see how far you've come. You start to notice small victories, the skills you've learned, the habits you've built, the challenges you've overcome. These moments fuel your motivation. They remind you that even if you're not where you want to be yet, you are moving steadily, and steady movement builds a life of lasting achievement. The happiest people are not the ones who have the most. They are the ones who know where they're going and stay true to it. They don't waste their time competing with everyone else. They use that time to refine their own craft, build their own habits, and follow their own values. This is why they feel peace, even when others are rushing. They understand that their lane is theirs alone, and no one else can run it for them. Trusting your path also teaches resilience. When setbacks happen, comparison will tempt you to say, "Look, others are ahead of me, I'll never catch up." But when you trust your path, you see setbacks differently. You recognize that obstacles are part of your preparation. They may slow you down, but they don't stop your journey. Instead of quitting, you adapt, you learn, you continue forward. This resilience ensures you don't abandon your goals simply because others seem farther along. It's also worth noting that people you compare yourself to often face struggles you cannot see. The person with wealth may lack peace. The person with fame may feel lonely. The person with beauty may carry deep insecurity. When you compare, you assume they have everything, but reality is always more complex. If you understood their struggles, you might not envy them at all. This awareness reminds you that appearances are deceptive, and that true happiness comes from living in alignment with your own values. One powerful question to ask yourself is, if no one else was watching, what would I want? Remove the pressure of external judgment. Imagine your life choices existing in silence, without comparison. What would you pursue? What would make you proud? What would give you joy? The answers to these questions reveal your true path. When you act on them, you live authentically, and authenticity is the root of fulfillment. Over time, practicing trust in your own path makes you stronger. You stop rushing, you stop envying, and you stop doubting yourself. You move with calmness because you know your time will come. You focus on your growth, not someone else's scoreboard. That focus keeps you grounded, and grounded people live with more happiness. Comparison is endless, it never ends in your favor. But trust is steady. When you trust yourself, your path, and your process, you feel proud of each step, no matter how small. That pride builds confidence, and confidence builds happiness. The person who learns this truth can finally be happy alone, because they no longer need others to validate their worth. They've discovered that the only race worth running is the one against yesterday's version of themselves. So stop comparing, let others live their journey. Choose to trust that your path has meaning, your pace has value, and your story has purpose. When you walk it with patience, belief, and focus, you'll find peace in every step. And when you stack enough peaceful steps together, you'll realize you've built a life you don't need to measure against anyone else's, a life that already makes you proud.
Chapter 8. Practice saying no when something drains your peace. One of the most important skills you can ever learn for your happiness and your strength is the ability to say no when something threatens your peace. Too many people live in constant exhaustion, not because they don't have time, but because they give away their time, their energy, and their attention to things that drain them. They accept every request, they tolerate every demand, and they allow people and situations to invade their mental space. They do this out of fear. Fear of being disliked, fear of disappointing others, fear of missing out, yet in the process they sacrifice their own well-being. Learning to say no is not about rejecting people or living selfishly. It's about protecting the part of your life that gives you stability, clarity, and joy. Without peace, nothing else feels right. The truth is, peace is fragile. It can be destroyed by small things. A conversation that makes you feel worthless, a commitment you didn't want to accept, an environment that constantly stresses you. Each time you say yes to something that harms your peace, you allow a piece of yourself to be taken. It might not feel like much in the moment, but over time, it adds up. You end up resentful, tired, and unhappy. All because you lacked the courage to say one simple word no. There's a deep psychological reason for this. Human beings are wired to seek belonging. We fear rejection, because in our past, survival depended on being part of a group. That fear still exists, and it drives us to say yes when we want to say no. But survival today is not about pleasing everyone around you. Survival today is about building a strong, stable mind, and you cannot build that if you are always handing over your energy to everyone who asks. Every time you say no to something that drains you, you say yes to something else that matters. You say yes to rest, yes to your health, yes to your goals, yes to your happiness. The problem is, many people only see the rejection side of no. They forget that no is also an act of commitment to yourself. If you want to be proud of your life,
You must make that commitment. You cannot keep sacrificing your peace for the sake of pleasing people who may not even value your effort. Saying no also builds self-respect. Every time you let yourself be pushed into something you don't want, you weaken your trust in yourself. You teach yourself that your feelings don't matter. On the other hand, when you stand firm and protect your boundaries, you build confidence. You remind yourself that your needs are valid and your voice is worth using. Over time, this changes how you see yourself. You stop being the person who is easily controlled and start becoming the person who lives with dignity and strength. It is also important to understand that not everything deserves your yes. Some opportunities may look attractive, but come with hidden costs. Some people may ask for help, but their demands become endless. Some activities may provide short-term excitement, but leave you drained afterward. By practicing no, you filter your life. You allow in only what contributes to your growth and peace. This filtering process is what creates balance. Without it, your life becomes cluttered with obligations that don't serve you. One reason people struggle to say no is guilt. They believe they owe everyone their time. But ask yourself honestly, how often do those same people respect your time in return? How often do they consider your needs? Guilt is a weapon your mind uses against you. But guilt fades when you realize that your peace is not optional, it's essential. Without it, you cannot be your best for yourself or for others. Protecting your peace benefits not only you, but everyone around you. Practical action is required here. Start small. The next time you feel pressured into something you don't want to do, pause before answering. Give yourself a moment to breathe and ask, will this add value to my life, or will it drain me? If it drains you, choose no. Your voice might shake at first. Your body might feel uncomfortable, but the strength you gain from standing firm is worth it. Each time you do this, the fear gets smaller and your confidence gets larger. Another useful step is to prepare your responses. Many people say yes because they don't know how to refuse in the moment. Create simple phrases you can use when needed. I can't commit to that right now. That doesn't work for me. Or simply, no, thank you. You don't need to justify or explain endlessly. A clear no is enough. Over time, you'll realize that most people accept it far more easily than you imagined. And for those who don't, remember, anyone who refuses to respect your no doesn't respect you in the first place. Saying no also applies to yourself. Sometimes the things that drain your peace are not external, they're internal. You must learn to say no to your own bad habits, no to procrastination, no to negative self-talk, no to wasting hours on things that give you nothing back. These silent yeses to destructive patterns can be just as damaging as saying yes to others. Practicing no internally builds discipline. It teaches you to control your impulses and direct your energy toward what actually matters. The long-term reward of saying no is freedom. Imagine living without the constant weight of obligations that don't serve you. Imagine having the time and energy to focus on your goals, your growth, and your peace. That freedom comes when you cut away the unnecessary and protect the essential. It doesn't happen overnight, but every no is a step toward it. There's another powerful effect here. When you practice saying no, you create space for better yeses. By clearing out the distractions and the draining commitments, you make room for opportunities that align with your values. You attract healthier relationships, more meaningful work, and activities that actually fulfill you. People who say yes to everything end up missing the things that matter most. People who say no wisely end up living a life aligned with their true purpose. It's worth mentioning that saying no doesn't make you unkind. You can refuse with honesty and respect. Kindness does not mean self-sacrifice. Real kindness includes yourself.
The strongest relationships are built on mutual respect, not one-sided giving. When you respect yourself enough to say no, you set a standard. You teach others how to treat you. Over time, people who truly value you will adjust and respect those boundaries. Those who don't will fade away, and that is a blessing in disguise. You will also notice how much calmer your mind feels once you practice this consistently. The stress of overcommitment disappears, the resentment of being pulled into things you hate fades. In its place comes a steady peace that you carry into every part of your life. That peace allows you to think clearly, to act intentionally, and to live proudly. If you want to be happy alone, this skill is essential. Alone time can feel heavy if you filled your schedule with draining commitment. But when you learn to cut those out, you create space in your life that you can enjoy. That space becomes time for growth, rest, reflection, and real happiness. You no longer fear being alone, because your life is not filled with demands that crush you. Instead, it's filled with choices that uplift you. The courage to say no is the courage to live life on your terms. It's the choice to protect what matters most. It's the decision to stop letting fear, guilt, or pressure control you. Each time you practice it, you gain more control over your life, more respect for yourself, and more happiness in your solitude. So remember this, every no you give to something that drains your peace is a yes to your own growth and joy. Don't waste your days trying to carry every burden handed to you. Stand firm, protect your energy, respect your time, choose wisely, and you'll discover that happiness is not about doing more or pleasing more. It's about living in alignment with your values and refusing to compromise your peace.
Chapter 9. Accept your past and give yourself real freedom. Every person carries a past. Some chapters bring pride and joy, while others carry mistakes, regrets, and pain. The problem begins when you allow the weight of what already happened to control the life you are living now. Many people stay trapped in guilt, shame, or bitterness, repeating old memories in their minds as if replaying them will change something. But the truth is, the past cannot be rewritten. What can be changed is the way you hold it. If you want real freedom and happiness in your life, you must accept your past fully and give yourself the permission to move forward. Acceptance does not mean approval. It doesn't mean you have to like what happened or pretend it didn't hurt. It means you recognize that it already happened. It cannot be erased, and it no longer deserves the power to rule your present. As long as you keep fighting your past, you stay stuck in a battle you cannot win. But when you accept it, you take control back. You tell yourself, that chapter is closed, and I will not keep living in it. This mindset allows you to redirect your energy to today and tomorrow, instead of being chained to yesterday. The first step toward acceptance is honesty. Many people avoid looking at their past directly. They bury painful experiences under distractions, or they rewrite the story in their mind to avoid responsibility. But avoiding only prolongs the suffering. You must be willing to face the truth, both the parts you controlled and the parts you didn't. If you made mistakes, admit them to yourself. If others hurt you, acknowledge the pain. Acceptance begins with clarity, because you cannot release what you refuse to face. Once you are honest about your past, you must learn to forgive yourself. This is one of the hardest things for most people. They keep punishing themselves for mistakes long after the moment has passed. They replay the decision they wish they made differently, the opportunity they wasted, or the wrong they caused. But carrying that punishment forever does nothing except weaken your spirit. You cannot change who you were then, but you can choose who you are now. Self-forgiveness is not an excuse. It is a declaration that you refuse to let one chapter define the entire book of your life. Forgiveness also applies to others. Some people are stuck because they are holding on to anger towards someone who hurt them. They wait for an apology that may never come. They tell themselves they cannot move on, until justice is served, but that keeps them tied to the very person they want to escape. Forgiving does not mean forgetting or allowing the same behavior again. It means cutting the rope that keeps you bound to the pain. You forgive so you can live free, not so the other person can be excused. Another part of acceptance is understanding the lessons your past can offer. Every mistake, every failure, every disappointment carries information. If you ignore it, you miss the opportunity to grow. But if you study it, you find wisdom that can guide your future. The question to ask is, what did this experience teach me about myself, about others, about life? Maybe it taught you the importance of discipline, the need for better choices in relationships, or the value of resilience. Whatever the lesson, taking it seriously transforms your past from a burden into a resource. You must also stop identifying yourself with your worst moment. Too many people say, I am my failure, I am my pain, I am my regret. That identity keeps them trapped. The truth is, you are more than what happened. You are more than your mistakes. You are the sum of every step you've taken, including the steps you're taking right now. When you accept your past, you separate your identity from it. You understand that it shaped you but does not define you. That separation gives you freedom to create a new story. It's also important to recognize that the past cannot hurt you unless you allow it to. The events are gone. What remains is the memory and the meaning you attach to it. If you label your past as proof that you are weak or undeserving, it will continue to damage you. If you label it as a set of experiences that made you wiser, it will strengthen you. The meaning is your choice. Acceptance means choosing a meaning that allows you to move forward instead of keeping you locked in shame. A practical step to acceptance is writing down the events from your past that still weigh on you. Put them on paper so they no longer swirl endlessly in your mind. Then, beside each one, write what you learned and how you will live differently because of it. This turns pain into instruction. It shifts your focus from why did this happen to me to how can this help me grow. That shift is what allows you to move on with strength. Another practice is to create new experiences that build fresh memories. Many people remain stuck in the past because they do not create enough new moments to replace it. If you made mistakes years ago, balance them today with actions that make you proud. If you were hurt in relationships, build new ones that are healthier. Each new experience adds a layer that softens the old ones. Over time, the past loses its hold because your present becomes richer and more meaningful. Freedom also requires acceptance of imperfection. You must let go of the fantasy that your life should have been flawless. No one lives without mistakes. No one escapes pain. The difference between people who stay trapped and those who move forward is how they respond. Accept that imperfection is part of being human. Stop punishing yourself for not being perfect. Instead, celebrate that you are still here, still capable of growth, and still able to create better chapters ahead. When you accept your past, you also reduce fear of the future. Many people hesitate to take risks because they are haunted by old failures. They tell themselves, I failed before, so I'll fail again. But that is only true if you refuse to learn. Once you accept the past, you realize it cannot predict the future. Your future depends on your actions now, not your mistakes then. This realization frees you to try again without carrying the weight of old fears. Living with acceptance also improves your relationships. If you carry unresolved pain, you often project it onto others. You mistrust, you overreact, you push people away. But when you accept the past, you stop bleeding into the present. You interact with others from a place of balance instead of baggage. This creates healthier connections and more genuine trust. Most importantly, acceptance brings peace. The constant replay of old memories creates tension and restlessness. You feel trapped between what you wish had happened and what actually did. Acceptance breaks that cycle. It allows you to rest in the truth. The past is over, and you are free to live now. That peace cannot be given by anyone else. It comes from your own decision, to stop fighting a battle that ended long ago. If you want real freedom, you must give yourself permission to let go. No one else can do it for you. People may encourage you, but only you can decide that your past will no longer control your present. Once you make that choice, every day becomes lighter. You carry wisdom instead of shame. You carry strength instead of regret. You carry freedom instead of chain. The past shaped you, but it does not own you. You are not trapped in it, unless you choose to be. Freedom begins the moment you accept what happened, forgive where needed, learn the lessons, and move forward with new determination. That choice belongs to you today, and once you take it, you will discover a happiness that is not tied to yesterday's story, but to the life you are building now.
Chapter 10. Focus on progress daily, and design your own happiness. Happiness does not come by accident. It doesn't appear one day as a surprise. It is built, shaped, and designed by the way you live each day. The mistake most people make is waiting for happiness to come from outside, waiting for better circumstances, waiting for recognition, waiting for someone else to bring it. But happiness is not a gift someone hands you. It's the result of progress, of growth, and of intentional choices you make every day. If you want to live a life of fulfillment, you must focus on progress daily and design your own happiness. Progress is what gives life its meaning. Human beings are not satisfied by standing still. Even when you reach a goal, the satisfaction fades if you don't move toward the next step. Without progress, you feel stuck, restless, and unhappy. But with progress, even small progress, you feel alive. That feeling comes not from perfection, but from movement. Each time you grow, each time you improve, each time you take a step closer to the life you want, you create a spark of happiness that cannot be replaced by anything else. Daily progress is powerful because it compounds. A small step today might not look like much. Reading a few pages, saving a little money, exercising for 20 minutes, learning one new skill on their own, they don't seem life-changing. But repeated daily, they accumulate into transformation. The person who focuses on daily progress looks back months or years later and sees a life completely different than before. The person who waits for happiness without progress looks back and wonders why nothing has changed. The difference is not luck. The difference is daily action. Designing your happiness means being intentional. It means asking yourself, what habits, routines, and choices will create the life I want? Happiness is not found randomly. It's created when you take control of how you live your hours and your days. If you design your days with growth, rest, connection, and purpose, you will feel fulfilled. If you allow your days to be filled only with distractions, obligations, and noise, you will feel drained. Designing your happiness requires discipline because it means saying yes to what matters and no to what doesn't. To focus on progress daily, you must shift your attention from results to effort. Many people give up because they don't see immediate success. They exercise for a week and don't see changes. They work on a project for a month and don't see rewards. They start learning something new and quit because it feels hard. But happiness doesn't come from instant results. It comes from knowing you're moving forward, even slowly. When you train yourself to value effort each day, you build resilience. You stop being discouraged by delays because you understand that every bit of effort counts toward your future. Another key is measurement. You cannot feel progress if you don't track it. This doesn't mean obsessing over numbers, but it does mean keeping a record of your growth. Write down what you accomplished today, no matter how small, review your week, and notice where you improved. This practice reinforces your progress and fuels motivation. The mind feels satisfied when it sees evidence of growth. Without evidence, you might forget how far you've come and fall back into discouragement. Daily progress also requires clarity.
You must decide what happiness looks like for you. Too many people chase vague ideas. They want success, but they don't define it. They want happiness, but they don't know what creates it. Without clarity, you end up chasing other people's dreams. Designing your own happiness means defining what matters most to you. Is it health, learning, freedom, relationships, contribution, creativity? Once you define it, you can design your daily progress around it. One of the biggest mistakes people make is comparing their progress to others. The danger in this is that you lose sight of your own path. Your progress doesn't need to match anyone else's. What matters is whether you are further along today than you were yesterday. That's all. By focusing on your own path, you build confidence. By comparing, you destroy it. Designing your happiness means breaking free from comparison and choosing growth on your own terms. Happiness also comes from balance. Progress is not about burning yourself out by working non-stop. It's about steady improvement that builds your life in all areas, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. If you only focus on one area and neglect the others, you end up unbalanced. True happiness is created when you progress in ways that support the whole of your life. That might mean taking care of your health, nurturing your relationships, learning new skills, and resting enough to recover. Balance ensures that your progress doesn't destroy your peace, but builds it. A practical way to design your happiness is to choose three simple actions every day. One for your body, one for your mind, and one for your future. Move your body through exercise or activity. Feed your mind with learning or reflection, and do one task that moves you closer to your long-term goals. These three actions are enough to create a sense of accomplishment. If repeated daily, they create transformation. You don't need complicated systems, you need consistency. Happiness is also tied to meaning. Progress must be directed towards something meaningful, or else it feels empty. Some people achieve a lot but still feel hollow, because their actions were disconnected from their values. Designing your happiness requires asking yourself not just what am I doing, but why am I doing it? When your daily progress connects to a meaningful purpose, happiness follows naturally. Without purpose, even success feels shallow. You must also learn to enjoy the process. Many people believe happiness is only at the end of the journey. They think they can't be happy until the dream is achieved. But if you postpone happiness until then, you'll miss your entire life. True happiness is built by finding joy in progress itself, in the act of improving, learning, and growing. If you can smile because you did something today that made you better, you have already won. That joy compounds with time and becomes lasting fulfillment. Another part of designing your happiness is protecting your time. Progress requires focus, and focus requires boundaries. If you allow constant distractions to steal your time, your progress will slow, and your happiness will shrink. Protect your hours fiercely. Say no to things that don't align with your growth. Use your time wisely to build habits that bring you closer to your vision. This discipline might feel difficult at first, but the reward is a life that feels meaningful instead of wasted. It's also worth noting that setbacks will come. Daily progress does not mean every day will be perfect. Some days you'll move forward, some days you'll stumble. That's part of growth. The key is to keep momentum by returning the next day. Happiness doesn't come from never failing. It comes from always returning. The ability to restart quickly is one of the greatest strengths you can build. Each time you do, you reinforce the belief that you cannot be stopped. When you focus on daily progress, your relationship with yourself changes. Instead of criticizing yourself for what you haven't achieved, you begin to respect yourself for what you are building. Each small step makes you proud. That pride feeds self-respect, and self-respect fuels happiness. Over time, you stop needing external approval. You already know you are moving forward. That knowledge gives you quiet confidence that no one can take away. The final truth is that happiness is not an accident, it's not luck, and it's not handed to you. It's designed by the way you live each day. If you want to feel fulfilled, focus on progress daily. If you want peace, build routines that align with your values. If you want freedom, create habits that move you toward your goals. This design process is ongoing. It never ends, and that's good news, because it means you can always create more happiness by adjusting how you live. So stop waiting. Stop hoping happiness will appear on its own. Begin today by asking yourself, what progress can I make right now? What action, however small, will move me forward? Then do it, finish it. Allow yourself to feel the satisfaction. And repeat tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after that. One day you'll look back and realize that by focusing on progress daily, you didn't just achieve goals, you built a life of happiness designed by your own hand.